Well, this starts National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and we have a really interesting story. Our guest here, Gary Malefsky, is with the company Snoopwall. Gary, thanks for being here. It's an interesting and alarming story that you have about this study.
I think this is bigger than Ebola right now because 500 million people are infected and they don't know it. But it's not them, it's their smartphones.
So tell me the breakdown. How does this happen?
So let me give you an example. If you went to the hardware store, you'd buy a flashlight and you'd turn it on and you'd use it to find your car keys at night or to do some work. We've all installed a flashlight app on our phones.
This is the app that you put on and it just goes up. It's a flashlight.
Exactly. And instead of being a normal flashlight, when you hit the on button, this flashlight app is kind of like a real flashlight from the hardware store, except it was made by Mr. Gadget. And it opens up and it says, Brett, can I have your name, address, credit cards, bank account information, family photos, videos, where you're located right now, and all your friends and contacts, and can I send that out over this little satellite dish attached to the flashlight? You probably wouldn't buy that flashlight and you wouldn't hit the on switch.
But that's what's happening?
That's what's happening. The top 10 flashlight apps today that you can download from the Google Play Store are all malware. They're malicious, they're spying, they're snooping, and they're stealing.
So where does that information go? What happens to it?
So I've been tracking down where it goes, and I've found three countries so far: China, India, and Russia.
And they use it for various purposes, I guess?
They use it pretty much, it seems, for criminal purposes, but if a nation state wants to collect a lot of information on Americans, this is a great way to do it because everybody installs a flashlight app.
So what do you tell people? Don't install flashlight apps, period?
In some cases, you actually have to not only uninstall it, but you have to factory reset your phone because they install Trojans that when you uninstall some of these flashlight apps, the Trojans are still installed waiting to run and operate in the background while you're doing important things like mobile banking or reading your contacts list and things like that.
That's amazing. Is that this is a new kind of finding?
It's a new finding. So at Snoopwall, I had my team do a vulnerability assessment of the top 10 flashlight apps, and we created a threat report, which we put on our website, that shows that because this is the most downloaded app, I was always wondering why things were happening in an odd way on my phone, where my GPS was being activated and my contact list. So I had my team look into it, and we discovered this. This is brand new information. Top 10 flashlight apps, 500 million downloads, all acting in a very malicious way.